We are being mentored by an organization called the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, CELDEF. They are based in Pennsylvania, and they've worked with somewhere around 200 communities across the United States to help them craft each their own unique bills of rights. And what these bills of rights do is empower the communities to define what is important to them in their communities and to help them protect those things that are important and also to defend themselves.
What, in your experience, has made this necessary here in Paonia?
In our experience here in our valley, we have fracking that is happening up in our watershed right now, and more is about to happen. So that has spurred us to try to take a different tack towards protecting ourselves, because we've talked to our county commissioners, we've talked with our senators, our representatives, and it really doesn't matter what we say. The corporation's rights, so-called rights, supersede our human rights, and they're allowed to just go in and do it. So this was a way that we thought we could possibly stave off that onslaught.
And so what sort of things are included within this Community Bill of Rights?
Well, our Community Bill of Rights talks about our right to self-government. It also talks about the right to a healthy climate, the right to clean air, water, and soil. We feel those are inalienable rights. You're born with them, and they should not be taken away. The rights of ecosystems and natural communities to exist and flourish, and the right to protection from governmental and corporate interference. You know, our regulatory structures don't stop the harm. They just tell you how much you can be harmed and where that can go, but it doesn't stop it, and we want to stop it.
And so how far along is this process? What's the next step to getting this Bill of Rights passed?
Well, the next step is to really try to educate the community about it and get them behind us. Here in the valley, there are a lot of people that are very pro-oil and gas and coal miners that have been here for 100 plus years. So the next step would be to try to bring all of these different perspectives together, to speak as one voice, and bring it to the Paonia Town Council and hope that they will pass it as an ordinance.
Thank you very much, Lisa. I appreciate it.